Northern California. It's the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
I went to see the therapist last week, and we get to talking, and the therapist said something interesting that really got me thinking. Now, I tried to get him to call in and repeat some of the stuff we talked about, and I don't know what the problem is. I feel like it should be fine. He could call in. He doesn't need to use his real name. He could just say, hi, I'm Steve's therapist. But no, apparently there was some conflict of interest or something with confidentiality, and it kind of ties into what I'm going to be talking about, actually. The good news is it's 2025, and I don't need real guests. So I found an AI voice that I thought sounded exactly like a therapist. Sounds exactly like a therapist, and I wanted to basically just have him repeat what the real therapist said. So here's AI therapist and his thoughts on what we do here at penpals.buzz.
As a therapist, I must say, this seems a very strange and unusual way for people to want to meet someone. Why not search for a friend who's not in prison? Why specifically search for an inmate?
Why specifically search for an inmate? That became such a big question, and we talked about it, and I came up with some reasons why, but before I get to those, I want to show you how awesome this AI therapist is. You can damn near get him to say anything you want. Anything you want. Check this out.
Big Steve's Prison Pen Pal podcast is the best thing I've ever listened to in my whole life.
I love it.
If you don't believe me, I don't care, because I'm not a real human.
Isn't that great? I love that. I could make that guy just say anything. It ties into kind of the whole topic of what I want to be discussing today, which is connection. A feeling of connection, or in many cases now in 2025, a feeling of complete and utter disconnection. So it's true that to a lot of people on the outside, it seems a little weird, doesn't it? Like you tell your friends, hey, I'm going to look for an inmate to write. I could go on to Match.com or onto Tinder. I could go to the bar, or I could go into my Facebook groups, or maybe I could meet someone at the grocery store. But instead of that, I'm going to go look for an inmate, maybe someone that's a murderer, rapist, whatever it may be, right? Seems a little weird, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But I got to thinking about, why would somebody do this? And then I started doing a little bit of research. So there was this study just recently that came out from the American Planning Association, and they found that Americans are spending significantly less time outside of their homes than they were prior to the COVID pandemic. Significantly less time. I mean, we're talking about half as much time. Went from like somewhere around 3.5 hours a day outside the home to less than 2 hours a day. So we got people staying in the house. We got people interacting with AI, right? Sending text messages. You're hearing sounds like, then you're hearing, and then a few minutes later, and then, you know, you're just like inundated with technology. You're not really talking to anybody in the neighborhood. You're not talking to people on the phone. You might hear that and you might answer a text real quick, you know, tap, 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 BRB or whatever, LOL, you say a few words, you're hearing, oh, maybe you got a new message. Let me see, did I get it? I got another message, and, you know, but you never actually get any kind of human interaction. And that's the biggest problem. So many studies are showing this now. There was a Utah State University study showing that 45% of married couples, 45%, almost half, consider technology to be either a very big problem or the biggest problem in their marriage. Either one of the biggest problems or the absolute biggest problem is technology. And they cited things like their spouse taking the phone into bed with them and spending hours, 3, 4, 5 in the morning playing games and not talking, not asking, how was your day? Women and men, it's the same thing. Like they feel like they can't talk to their loved one. You go to the dinner table, for those of you that live that old-fashioned way, you sit at the dinner table and nobody's talking. Everybody's on their phone, right? So there's all this decreased human connection, right? Because of all these devices and social media and all this stuff going on in our lives. So we're not interacting. We're feeling more and more isolated, more and more alone. more and more disconnected, even though you feel like with the technology, it's supposed to bring you together. It's social media, right? You're socializing. You've got 796 friends and everybody's interested in the selfie you put up, but really nobody gives a crap, right? Nobody cares. And you got kids now. They don't even know. I mean, these Gen Zers, I call them kids. What are they? 18, 20, whatever they are. They don't even know how to have a phone conversation. They've actually got these camps. This is real. You can look this up. There's these camps where they teach people how to actually have a phone conversation. Because a lot of them have so much anxiety. If they ever have to call up, maybe they have to call the mechanic and ask for an update on their Ford Taurus. Maybe the app is broken at Domino's and they have to call and order a pizza. They freak out. They start dialing the number and, oh shit, what am I going to say? Oh my God, hyperventilate, you know, start freaking. They want to go back to all that, right? Whatever it might be, they have to learn this. This doesn't come natural to them anymore. So with this lack of connection that people feel, with that comes depression, anxiety. More and more people have to go to therapy because they know the therapist will listen. And in the same way, they write to a prison inmate because they know the inmate will listen. No one else listens. My husband, my wife doesn't listen. My kids don't listen. My parents don't listen. They're busy playing Free Cell. But that therapist, he has to listen because I'm paying him. But hey, the inmate's even better because that's free. I just got to pay the postage stamp, right? 73 cents. And I can pour my heart out to the inmate. I don't even know him. I don't have to feel ashamed. I can tell them that I have this problem or that problem, and they're going to listen. And they're not going to judge me, right? Because who would they be to judge? So it's just this great feeling of finally, there's someone out there that I can share my whole world with, and they're going to care. They're going to ask questions. They're not going to send me the letters HBD and a little graphic of a cake with a candle on it on Facebook. They're going to send a real birthday card. Imagine that. How long has it been since you got one? A real card they're going to send. And they're going to remember my birthday. They don't need a notification on their phone or in their smart car that says, Steve's birthday is today. They're going to actually remember because pretty much you're their whole world. They've been even more isolated than you, right? They don't get to go out in the world and talk to the barista at Starbucks. They don't do any of that. So it's really, in a sense, a win-win. It's not just for the inmate. People think that, oh, we're helping the inmate, making them feel more connected and valuable. But really, it's helping, I feel, both people almost the same degree. If you have similar feelings or thoughts on this, I seriously would love to hear your take on all this. What got you into writing a prison inmate? Why not someone that's in the free world? I'd love to hear what you think. Do you feel connected? Do you feel disconnected? Does your husband or wife not listen? Whatever it may be, let us know, all right? You can email podcast@penpals.buzz, podcast@penpals.buzz, or you can call us anytime, 888-2-PENPAL. That's 888-273-6725. We're here during business hours. If we're not here, you can leave a message and someone will get right back to you and we can maybe get you on a future episode, because I'd really like to hear not just my opinion, not just the opinion on this paper that I've done research on these journals and different universities, but I'd like to hear what you really think. We like to have all perspectives here. So our first guest is, it's special because we actually get to call him. Does that ever happen? You call the prison and talk to somebody? They just be like, hello? All right, we're calling Marlin Mount in Steilacoom, Washington. I've never heard of this city. I want to learn more about this. We got some directions here I've got to follow. Let's see how this works. This is interesting.
Press 1. If it is not, press 2.
So press 2.
Hello.
Okay, and then I'm reading these instructions, and it says that to make sure this is Marlin Mount, I have to know a password. Yes. I have to hear a password from you.
Oh, Bonita Azteca.
That is so cool. I love that. I love that system, man. I love that. Bonita Azteca. Yeah. So like, if I were to call you, let's say some other guy over there answers, right? And he's like, yo. And I'm like, Marlin, is that you? And he says, yeah, but it's not really you. He's not going to know to say Bonita Azteca.
Yeah, he's not going to know that.
Can we give your number out here over the podcast if people want to call you? Or
absolutely.
Okay, so Marlin, and you're what, you're 46?
Yes.
recently got onto penpals.buzz, which is awesome. I want to hear more about like how you heard about us and all that. But if people want to call Marlon just like we did and you remember the password, the number there is 253-512-6561. And then just press 2 and boom. Somebody's going to pick up. I don't know if it'll be you. How many guys get to that phone?
So on my pod right here, there's only like about 6.
Oh, so okay, so pretty good chance it'll be you or
yeah,
Marlon. So man, you're on penpals.buzz. We're super excited to have a chance to talk to you.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, tell everybody kind of what who you are and what you're looking for and all that. We'll get your address. We'll get all your info given out to the world here. I also want to find out how you first heard about us. It sounded like an interesting story.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of Slow Jams and Dedications, and I listen to R-Dub. And so I listen to that every Sunday over here. And it was going out through the radio waves that, you know, about the site. And I was like, man, you know, I got to get on, you know. So that's how I reached out to you folks. You guys sent me a brochure, and I filled it out, and here I am. You know what I'm saying?
That's so great to hear. We got in touch with R-Dub last year, and he was pretty excited to start promoting us. You know, he's got millions of listeners, but probably close to 1 million people listening are, you know, locked up in some form or another every Sunday night on that show. There's people that give what they call oral expressions and basically dedications to their loved ones, a lot of times who they can't be with because they're, you know, in jail or prison, whatever the case may be. So, man, it's so great we can reach people that we might not be able to reach otherwise. And R-Dub, great guy, man. He's really been on our side and supportive. When you heard the ad, I was always curious. Did you hear the P.O. box that we gave out in the ad, and then you have to write that down?
Yeah, so I had to listen to it a few times, and right. You know, I got the pieces together. So I got the P.O. box first, then I had to wait for the next commercial to come up. Then I got the zip code, and I was good to go after that.
So you had to keep listening. We hear from guys that are like, oh, I didn't get the freaking number, you know, because we only get 15 seconds, and they have to read, you know, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 P.O. box 456, blah, 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 you know, and they're like, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I got to hear it again, you know. Yeah. So what are you looking for, Marlon, out of all this?
I'm looking to have, you know, conveying good conversation with good people out there. You know what I'm saying? That can call me, tell me about themselves. And, you know, I tell them about me, about what I like to do on my spare time in here, which one of the things I like to do is write music. You know, I do rap music. I produce a little bit of beats. Got a little studio set up.
You got a studio like where you're at there in Washington?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've been accumulating the studio equipment, got a microphone, and just, you know, just start, you know, being free and express myself in a good, positive way to help me elevate and pass that inspiration on to others, you know, that can relate to good stories.
Can you just throw a little something down here for everybody?
Yeah, let me see. I once read a book, man, that truly amazed me. BMF, Big Meech, man, I'm living life so crazy. I started selling dope at 13. That's how the streets raised me. Thinking about the 90s when the dope fiends used to page me. Now it's the broken trap house. It's on the block to pays me. So I got to get this cash, man, because my girl's gonna have another baby. She's already 7 months, so I gotta get this paper. Keep slanging these dope sacks till I get major. Then it's out to the big league, shaking hands with my bosses. Still on the front lines of 50 bricks, my personal office. Staying on the battlefields with my comrades, serving these dope fiends out here grinding 24/7 nonstop, getting no sleep. Yeah. I gotta keep an eye out for the police trying to get me, even if it means going back to the penitentiary. I got another dope sack to sell that is back to the trap for me. So I gotta try to stay awake before DOC tries to snatch me, enslave me. Please set me free.
Oh man, that's like phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff. Dude, I can't wait till people are hearing this. They're gonna be wanting to call you. They're gonna want like a personal song written about them or something here. So when they call you, I just look back at the notes here, and it says the best time to call is there's certain times that are better for you to be able to get the phone?
Yeah, because I'll be working all day. I work 7 days a week. I make $310 an hour. They don't tax it, so I just been accumulating all this money. And
What kind of work do you do there?
So I work in the kitchen and I wash dishes.
That's kind of therapeutic. I know it's kind of nasty work sometimes and it's hard, but I don't have a dishwasher at my house. And so I have to wash everything by hand. And sometimes it's kind of nice because I'm sitting there zoning out, like with the hot water. I don't even remember what's going on for a while. It's just like a good way to escape my mind.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I'd be doing the warehouse too. I work the fork pallet and, you know, unload a lot of produce and whatever comes into the facility on that specific day.
Man, then you can tell the guys like, man, we got lettuce today. It looks kind of fresh or whatever, right? So you can give them the heads up.
Yeah.
$3.10 an hour, I know, to a lot of people out here, they're like, oh, that's not a lot. But you look at the guys in most of the jails, the prisons, they're making like 20 cents an hour. You know, they work their ass off the whole week and they get like the whole month, they get like $40. So $3.10 is pretty, you know, I don't want to say good, but it's pretty damn good.
It is. You know, I'll bring in $600 a month, so, and that's non-taxable. So, and it's just, it's amazing. You know, I'm just blessed and just taking advantage of these opportunities until it's time for me to elevate to the next destination.
Do you know when that's going to be yet, or are you just waiting?
Probably at the end of this year sometime.
Okay.
You know, go to a halfway house.
Okay, great.
And, yeah, so then up here in Washington State, we got a minimum wage at $16.60 an hour now.
I heard people at Costco are making like $30 an hour. I'm like, man, I'm thinking of switching jobs. Honestly, Marlon, I'm thinking I could just say screw this pen pal thing and just go work at Costco, you know.
Yeah.
Think more.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be great. So you get to a halfway house and then you start making $16, $17, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and then that $600 a month is going to turn into $3,000 a month. It's going to be amazing. I'm sure you're going to do some great things out there. You've got a lot of accomplishments since you've been down as well. You want to talk about some of the things you've done, right?
So I wrote a book, and it's called Followed by Dark Shadows. I recently sent it out, the manuscript, and they liked it. And so it's just a matter of time. Hopefully this year I'd have it out there on the shelves.
Followed by
Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows, and your name's on there, Marlon Mount?
Yes, okay. Yes. Once it gets released, you know, now I'm just going over the contract, you know, the agreement process. And so it just tells, you know, it's like a memoir and tells a little bit about my story. And it's a good read.
I know you got more to share, but what, when you're writing a book and you're in an environment like you are, what options do you have? Do you have computers? Do you have, how do you like get the manuscript edited and then sent off?
So it took me like many years to, you know, to revise the manuscript. I had to go over it multiple times and eventually it just flowed right.
Do you have like a way to type it out? I mean, what do you have access to? Do you have a tablet or are you handwriting this with a pen or what are you doing?
Yeah, so I started out as, you know, handwriting.
Okay.
Then I took advantage of the computer lab that we have here. I went in there and finished it off. Then I was listening to some podcast too, Once Upon a Time, about the secrets of, you know, of writing. And they said that don't write two books at the same time and don't edit it when you write. And I took that.
Mm.
And so it made perfect sense with me and it helped me along my journey.
That's so great that you finished it. I've started probably 10 times. I'm thinking I'm going to write a book and I get to about 30 pages and it just never happens. So I can see that. Oh, don't try two things. Don't edit it as you go and then finish the freaking thing. If you start it, that's pretty important because otherwise you just end up with a bunch of pages that never get read.
Yeah. 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 I'm just here to inspire, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of, you know, let people enjoy the story.
We definitely, I hope we can get an early copy. We'll let us know how to order that.
Yeah.
We'll get that for
man,
sure.
I appreciate it, man. Next time I call in, man, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I'll let you know, keep you updated and when that's going to be, released.
Man, I want to read that like right now. It's an interesting story just from what I was able to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking up this town. You said it's, can you pronounce it again? Stila Kum?
Yeah, it's pronounced Stila Stella Cum,
Washington. Yes. I looked it up. There wasn't much about it, but it said, oh, it's a historic town with views of the Puget Sound. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if Marlon's got those views, but maybe.
I'm on a good program in here, you know. I take advantage of the gym that we have here and work 7 days a week. And when I get back here, I pretty much just wait by the phone and hopefully somebody calls me.
So it's 253-512-6561, press number 2, and then you got to remember the secret password. Tell everyone that again.
Bonita Azteca.
And then if they want to write to you, can you get postal mail too?
The mailing address is P.O. Box 88-600, Steilacoom. That is spelled Steilacoom, Washington 98388. They just put my name down, and with my number is 490-516.
Do you have a certain type you'd prefer to write you, or are you just open to whoever?
I'm open to whoever, you know what I'm saying, who's just down to earth and just wants to have some, you know, conveying some good conversation and just enjoy life and tell some good stories, you know?
All right, buddy. Man, we gotta wrap this up, but before we go, we're going to get this message off to R-Dub, so go ahead and tell R-Dub whatever you'd like to tell him. I'll make sure he gets this from you.
Man, hey, R-Dub, I just want to say, man, this is Marlon Mount. I just want to say, man, I really appreciate you. You really helped me out a lot, man, and I love listening to your radio station. I used to listen to you back in the early 90s when you first started out, and it's crazy how I started listening to you again, and here you are on so many radio stations, man, and I'm really happy for your success and you helping people like me that's searching to reach out and searching for love, you know.
Marlon, hey, we appreciate you being here, man, and telling your story. And for real, let us know about when that book is ready, man. We'll get a copy or two here at the office.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. I really do. Thank you so much.
Marlon Mount, everybody. It's great talking to you. Marlon heard about penpals.buzz on a radio show called Sunday Night Slow Jams. And while radio in general has gotten less and less and less and less and less and less and less popular, Sunday Night Slow Jams has gotten more and more and more popular. It's all about that feeling of connection that people need and people want and people aren't getting. You listen to radio now, you're not going to feel connected unless you're listening to Slow Jams with R-Dub. You listen to radio now, this stuff's pre-recorded. Some DJ from Cleveland pre-records a show for Seattle, Washington, doesn't know a thing about Seattle, has no idea what the streets are called, how to pronounce cities in the area. We have a city here in Northern California called Yuba City. And I recently heard, this is no joke, for months and months they had this pre-recorded guy saying, we're Ubacity's favorite radio station, Magic 101.5. And it just kept going. They had these, he'd say things like, we're the one radio station Ubacity can agree on for soft rock and less talk. Just completely fake, completely phony, right? It's pre-recorded. It's boring. It'll say, you know, the radio guys, they used to be fun and tell stories and callers would call in and they would interact and they would talk about what's going on in the community. And this was like before social media, people would use the radio to really feel part of something. When I was younger, I used to call into a guy named JoJo Wright, was on a little station in Anaheim called KEZY. JoJo's now like hit the big time. But this little station in Anaheim, 9 o'clock every night, they had something called the party lines. And listeners would call in and then they'd play the party lines over the radio live. But you'd call in with 5 or 6 other listeners and everybody would talk to each other, you know, have a real conversation. The party lines, that's something that would never happen now, mostly because all the shows are pre-recorded. But so the listeners could call in and they'd come and go. There'd be a few that would hang up and some new ones would call. And we were all having this shared experience of being part of JoJo Wright's nighttime show on KZY. And it just felt like we were part of something. And what R-Dub has done and why his show just beats the crap of all the other shows in the ratings. I mean, you look at his ratings, nothing comes close because he knows how to connect people. And here's the interesting thing. People count on him. It's a friendly voice. He judges nobody. He's everybody's friend on the radio. He's empathetic. He helps people feel connected. He's real. He's not like so many guys who are like, hey, today we're going to be playing the slow jams, and here comes Joe, and I want to know on Magic 92.5. No, he's not like that. He's just, you know, hey, it's our dub. He's authentic, and he cares about each and every person. He cares about over 2 million people that are listening. And you can just hear that when you listen to the show. So if you haven't heard it, I invite you to hear it, especially if you're into the prison pen pal world, or if you have someone who's incarcerated, introduce them to the show. They probably already know about it, but if they don't, let them know to check out Sunday Night Slow Jams, and you should too. Slowjams.com is where you can go to find out what radio station it plays on in your local area.
This is the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Interact with the Prison Pen Pal Podcast at penpals.buzz.
Our next guest on the podcast, it's another penpals.buzz member looking for a connection. Say hi to Akemefuna Chukura.
I really appreciate you guys having me on the podcast. It really means a lot to me.
Oh, man, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. You've been down 22 years, over half your life now, but it sounds like you've got some hope of maybe getting out in the near future.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And like you said, I've been incarcerated now for the past 22 years, in fact, over 22 years. And now I look at it in retrospect, like 22 years later, and I'm saying to myself, wow, if I knew what I knew now back then, I definitely won't be incarcerated.
I see you were working as a clerk at the gym and for the picture project. Definitely. And it looks like not just working as a clerk at the gym, but it looks like you might have been doing some working out as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's what I do, because, I mean, once I got arrested, I had to make that definitive choice. Do I keep going on the same trajectory, or do I change my trajectory, right? Uh-huh. And so I decided that I had to change things around me.
Yeah.
And that led to me getting educated and getting a job and actually going to the gym and getting involved in physical fitness, because physical fitness ended up becoming very therapeutic for me, you know, because it's something that I do on a daily basis that keeps me going, you know, not just physically, but psychologically, because while in prison, there are a lot of negative things that could take you away from the path you should be on. And I chose to work out, and it's been healthy. It keeps me going, and it keeps me healthy too.
You mentioned in your profile that when you do get out here, hopefully it's soon, it said three things. It said you want to give motivational speeches, maybe start your own podcast. And also, as we were just talking about fitness, the thought of having an online physical fitness club, which sounded really cool to me.
Right. Those are the three things that I've decided that I will embark on as soon as I'm released from prison. And the motivational speaking part is very important to me, because I believe it's so necessary in this day and age, I mean, to be able to communicate to the youth in society and get them to understand, based on my firsthand experience, what could happen to you if you have the wrong folks around you.
What better person than you to be able to hopefully get through to these kids? I mean, you've lived a lot of their lives. You've seen, you know what they're going through. You know the struggles they're facing, and you can
exactly
relate a lot better than a teacher or somebody could.
That's where the podcast thing comes in. My plan is to start with the motivational speeches first, then get into the podcast.
Uh-huh.
That way I could have youth and some adults who could actually tune in and listen to what I have to speak and actually learn and see all the things that I've been through, with the hope that they could change who they are at that point in time before they get into a dire situation that might lead them to prison or worse. You know, because everybody believes that when you're young that nothing can happen to you.
Right.
And it actually happens. I'd be very late at that point in time.
We wanted to help people as well, and just to think, I'd love to help a million people, but if we only help one or two people, it's still a success in my mind.
And I appreciate you for doing it, because it goes a long way. It really does. And with that said, there's a lot of companies out there that do the pen pal stuff, but since I got with your company, I really believe that you are doing a fantastic job, because you have a lot of features in your company that I've never seen before with regards to any of a pen pal site. And bear in mind, I've ran through a lot of pen pal sites throughout my years of incarceration.
Right.
So I know the difference when I see one. you are the first company who actually has a podcast where you could communicate with folks that are still incarcerated. Okay? You have features that I personally do appreciate, and I applaud you for it, and I wish you well. And I'm actually willing to contribute in any way, form, or fashion to make sure that your company excels, because you're doing a great job. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's great to hear. Yeah. Our goal, now that you've said all these great things, we've got to make sure we get people writing you. Tell everybody like what you are looking for in a pen pal, what type of person you would like to meet.
Well, I'm actually looking to communicate and correspond with all sick women of any ethnicity that has a good head on the shoulder and is not involved in anything that's negative or illegal, because at this point in time in my life, I'm just trying to interact with positive people with the hopes that I could meet a good woman that I could actually build with and interact with and get something going, because I've spent all these years incarcerated. I really don't have time to waste with anyone who's not on the right trajectory. That's basically what I'm looking for, just a nice, tall, and thick woman that I could correspond with and build something with.
They can go find you on our website at penpals.buzz. I'll spell your name out so they can search for you and make sure they get to you. It's I-K-E-M-E-F-U-N-A, and then your last name, Chukwurah, which is C-H-U-K-W-U-R-A-H, and then your number is 2315-424 is your DOC number there. But it's probably best if they go and find you on Getting Out, right, on the Getting Out app?
Yeah, definitely. Like, they could go to the gtl/gettingout.com, and they could easily locate me there. And they could also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Real Entertainment Funa Chukwurah. And of course, they can find me at 10pals.buzz.
I know we have a link on your profile. We have a link to your Facebook, and I think maybe your Instagram too, so they can see more pictures. You've got a bunch of good photos our site. If people just went and checked it out, they'd find you very, very interesting and thoughtful. And definitely, in my mind, you'd be, you know, a great pen pal if I were a thick, you know, tall woman, which I'm not. But I think for them, it would be wonderful to write you. And just, I mean, you know, you always want to start as friends. A lot of these guys, they're saying, hey, I want to get married tomorrow. And that scares people away. But it's always just, in my mind, it's good to start as friends and just see what happens. You know, don't try to push the issue too hard.
Exactly. Because it's always good, like you said, it's always good to be friends. And you have the time to build it to something where you could determine where it goes from that point in time. So you're definitely right. I ask everybody out there to do their best, right, to find that one person they could actually correspond with as friends and see where it goes, because you never know what life might give you at any moment in time. You know, but you could always learn if you get that chance to be friends and build things, right?
Right, and I think you can find friendships in the most unique places, you know, and especially people that you might not have connected with on the outs, you know, but when you do, you can learn so much from each other because you both have such different backgrounds and perspectives. And I think that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Maryland Correctional Institution. It's Hagerstown in Maryland.
Yes, it is.
21746. And it's 18601 Roxbury Road. Can they snail mail you if they just refuse to go on to Getting Out?
They could always mail me at the address that's listed. And I'll always get it. It's one of the things that keep us going in here, just getting mail from anyone. And it really means a lot. It really does. And I'll always respond.
I hope we can get a lot of people writing you. And so you can call back and say, yeah, I wasn't lying when I said all those good things about penpals.buzz. So that would be great. And I hope you'll, I hope when you do get out, I hope you'll keep in touch with us, man, and let us know when the podcast starts going, and we'll do, you know, the best we can to help you out as well, man.
No matter what happens, I'll always keep in touch, because I appreciate the work you and the company you're doing. It really means a lot to me. So keep up the good work.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.buzz is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.